This is fresh air. By the end of the 1960s, the Beach Boys had come to a crossroads. Their early, lightweight surf music hits were behind them, and Brian Wilson's more ambitious compositions were being met with a lukewarm commercial response. Then in 1970 and 71, the Beach Boys released the albums Sunflower and Surf's Up, back to back, two albums that rock critic Ken Tucker says represent the Beach Boys at the peak of their artistry. A new five-disc collection called Feel Flows includes reissues of those two albums, as well as 108 previously unreleased tracks. Here's Ken's review.
The Sunday morning gospel goes good with the soul.
This new release covers my favorite period of the Beach Boys, a time when the group had moved beyond its surf music pop hits, when Brian Wilson, an undeniable genius, the center of Beach Boy gravity, but also its most unstable force, was still active enough to be trying for mainstream success. But 1970's Sunflower was also a time when the Beach Boys truly became a band. Each member, brothers Brian, Carl, and Dennis Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, and Bruce Johnston, was called upon to contribute more than he ever had, not just the gorgeous harmonies, but also lyrics, riffs, and concepts that could further their goal of being both popular and respected.
I'm thinking about this whole world.
Every member produced at least one track on Sunflower, making it unique in the group's history. The result was the best music ever made, for example, by drummer Dennis Wilson, whose It's About Time is a remarkable comment on creative frustration and breakthrough, taken at a harder pace than the Beach Boys had ever attempted.
I used to be a famous artist, proud as I could be.
The track was written by Dennis, but its lead vocal was from brother Carl. And by all accounts, it was Carl who was the glue holding things together during this period. Carl, who died in 1998, played lead guitar and led the band on stage and was often the group's most impassioned voice.
So hard to answer futures, riddle when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. And I'm knocked down all the roadblocks that's stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me down.
The Beach Boys' next album, Surf's Up, was built around its title track, a 4 minutes-plus opus whose stately pace announced a new self-seriousness. Its cryptic lyrics written by Van Dyke Parks made sure you would not mistake it for just another surf and safari. The pretensions of the Surf's Up album matched the mood of the record-buying public in 1971. Surf's Up sold much better than Sunflower and was more widely praised. Overpraised. You can hear Mike Love introduce Surf's Up in this 1973 concert version, telling the crowd that the then-famous classical music conductor Leonard Bernstein had praised the song. It's a naked plea for admiration at a time when pop art still looked to high art for cultural validation.
In case anybody's interested, this song was written by Brian Wilson and his friend Van Dyke Parks. And Brian played it once on a TV show, on a Leonard Bernstein special. And Leonard Bernstein said that it was one of the best songs ever to come out of rock music. So Cousin Carl here is going to sing the song that Brian and Van Dyke wrote called Surf's Up.
A diamond necklace played the part, hand in hand some drum to loud roar to a handsome man in the town. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see the pit and the Benjamin the town and brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping?
Where Sunflower was still reaching out to its audience, the Surf's Up album documented a process of withdrawal from the center of pop music. Brian Wilson, in particular, struggling with his mental and physical health, would remove himself not just from the fans, but from his brothers and bandmates as well. After these two albums, the narrative of the Beach Boys twists and distorts and shatters. Mike Love becomes the leader of what is essentially an oldies act, and the studio recordings vary wildly in quality. Looking back now, this was the last time the Beach Boys were men united in a common goal of capturing the sound of pure pleasure.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new Beach Boys collection called Feel Flows. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll hear a dramatic account of the 1971 prison uprising in Attica, New York, which ended with a bloody assault. Law enforcement gunfire killed 39 prisoners and hostages. We'll speak with Arthur Harrison, who was incarcerated in Attica during the uprising, and Stanley Nelson, director of the new documentary Attica. I hope you'll join us. I'm Terry Gross.